What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about why some narcissists refuse to leave you alone. Why some of them just try to remain relevant in your life. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back. Yes, y'all. Yeah, so, this right here is the question that a lot of people ask me right here. This is the will they ever leave me alone, Lee? Why don't they leave me alone? You know what, Lee? We've been broken up for 3 years. I'm married and moved on. I have a whole new family of my own. They are actually married and moved on. They thought of how to, they're actually with the person that they left me for. And they still won't leave me alone. What is going on, Lee? Why won't they leave me alone when they left me for somebody else and they're supposed to be happy? Y'all, to keep it hot. You already know I like to keep it hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza over here, right? But a lot of narcissistic people think that you belong to them. That's it. A lot of narcissistic people absolutely think that you belong to them. Like you are their property and you will be treated as such. They treat you like you are property. They treat you like you belong to them. They treat you like no matter what, they still want to have access to you in some way, shape or form. You know, and a lot of times if y'all do have kids together, they use that as an access point. Kids are not just kids. Kids are pretty much like little keys to the doorway of your life. You know, kids are little access points. Kids are like little key codes, little key cards. You know, like the hotel. I know this sounds silly, but like, you know, little key cards you use the door of a hotel. That's what, like right there, to get into your hotel room. That's what kids are to your life, to the narcissistic person. They pick the kids up. It's like, they put the little key card and right back into your life. Or they call you or they text you. It's always something. You know what I'm saying? They use that as an access point to your life. They always feel like because they've had a part of you or had a piece of you or they cared about you at some point in time that you belong to them. There's ownership stake, you know, like no, somebody else might have you, but you'll always be mine. You know, your heart will always be mine. Or they'll say something silly to you like you always have a place in my heart. You know, you always have a place in my heart because I don't care how much I moved on or how happy I may look. Things behind the scenes are kind of crazy. They will tell you a bold-faced lie, right, in order to try to keep you in their life. And a lot of times, even if y'all don't have kids, y'all, this is true even if you don't have kids. I know people are just like, well, Lee, I don't have kids, and they still reach out. They still think you belong to them because they feel like they've cared about you. It really is a weird feeling, just the mindset of a narcissist, right? Everybody asks me why I'm closing my eyes when I talk, like when I'm talking or thinking like the narcissist. It helps me focus. It's not me turning into a narcissist or the narcissism taking over like I'm getting possessed right now on the narcissist. No, it's literally me being able to concentrate because there's light, there's a studio light right here in my face. So it's just like, it lets me concentrate and let me think about it and goes into, I can dig deeper into my mind, right? So mindset wise, it's just like that person, I don't know, we've shared something so sacred. And I feel like nobody else can have that. Nobody else deserves to have that connection. I feel like nobody else needs that connection. Like you cannot connect to anybody else the way I connected to you, the way we connected to each other. I can't connect to anybody else the way we connected. Even though I'm actively connected to someone else in a relationship, possibly, it's still not the same type of connection. You know, it's like red and green wires. They serve different purposes. You know, they both are part of a system, but they serve different purposes and whatnot. It's just like, You're the red wire, they're the green wire. You know, both of you provide electricity, but different types of electricity. One of you grounds me. You know, I'm ignorant on DC current, y'all, or AC current, whatever it is. So correct me if I'm wrong, electricians in the comments section, or listen to this. But yeah, they just feel like there's an ownership stake in it right there. But also, they also feel like another reason why they won't leave you alone is because they feel like they can still, there's still some type of supply they get from you. You know, they feel like there's some type of supply that they get from you, like whatever type of supply that is. If you're still sleeping with them, of course, they're not going to leave you alone, y'all. I'm just like, let's keep it high. Let's keep it real. Free cheeks. guilt-free cheeks. Why? Who, you know, it's like a cheat day of the workout. You know, guilt-free cheeks. What? I'm gonna turn out some guilt-free. No, they're gonna take the cheeks if you give them the cheeks. I promise. They're gonna clap some cheeks if you give them the cheeks to clap. I promise you. In this space right here, that's what they're going to do. That's the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people. Like, you, if you open it up, I'm gonna take it. So if they're still getting some type of sexual supply from you, they're going to keep coming back. Why would they leave you alone? They wouldn't. They're not going to leave you alone. If you left them alone for a little while and you opened the door and they came back in and got the chicks again, they will not leave you alone because they understand that they can come back anytime that they want to. If you're in a new relationship and they're in a new relationship, y'all end up cheating with each other, they're damn sure not going to leave you alone. And they're probably going to try to blackmail you to keep messing with them. If you don't give me the chicks again, I'm going to tell on you. You know, in that space. So if you're still providing access, you're still providing some type of supply to them, that's why they're going to keep reaching out. If you've cracked before, they feel like they can crack you again. You know, literally, if you've broken before, you broke no contact before, and you've given them what they wanted, they feel like they can do it again. So this falls into you right here. This falls into your lap. What are you going to do with it right here? You have to cut off their access right there. Stop giving in to what they want. Lee, it's so hard. I understand that it's hard. But if you want them to leave you alone, you have to cut it off. There's no other way. You can't keep giving them some cheeks or keep clapping the cheeks and expect them to leave you alone. That's asinine. That's backwards thinking. Why would they? Even if they, well, Lee, they're in a new relationship. Yeah, they're in a new relationship, and you still giving it up to them. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, we gotta wake up right here. We gotta wake up right there in that space right there within that dynamic. We have to wake up. You know, because if they're still getting some type of supply, they're never not going to leave you alone. Why would they? You know what I mean? Why would they? They're not going to leave you alone because they're still getting some type of supply, be it sexual, be it some type of emotional supply. They can, like, you become their emotional dumping ground. Like, you always pick the phone up no matter what. You know that they moved on, but you just feel bad for them. So you always picking the phone up and letting them vent to you. But if you try to vent to them, they hang up on you or they don't want to hear it. Like, it's a one-sided street. It's a one-sided dynamic, you know? It's like I said, you they can guilt trip you or whatever, make you feel bad for them, whatever it is. If they're getting money from you, hell no, they're definitely not gonna leave you alone. Why would they leave you alone if they get some coins from you? Hell no, they definitely ain't gonna leave you alone. Why would they? You know, within that space, why would they leave you alone within that dynamic if they're getting that coin from you? You know what I mean? If they're getting that type of space, if they're getting that type of coin, they're getting that type of dynamic from me. Why would they leave you be? You know, there's a lot of different space and a lot of different avenues to fall into when you're trying to reconcile this. But they're not going to leave you alone if they're getting some type of supply from you. You know, if you're picking the phone up and talking to them, if you're cracking, you're under pressure. You know, I know, like, again, y'all, I understand from the other side of the space too, but this is, again, I get it. But if they feel like they're getting some type of supply from you, they're still going to continuously do it over and over and over again. They're just going to keep doing it. Why wouldn't they? You know, why wouldn't they do that? They're just going to keep doing that type of stuff because it benefits them in some way, shape, or form. It really, really does. But I'm just telling you, like, you have to empower yourself in these spaces, in these positions right here, because if you don't, that's when they start to do all this type of different stuff to you right there. You know, so you have to empower yourself in this space right there. You know, another reason, because this is the last reason I go over right here, y'all. They're not done with you yet. You know, they want to keep you on as a backup supply. They want to keep you on as their, you know, a place where they can maybe come back to, back, you know, if this new relationship doesn't work out, they can come back to you. You know, they want to keep you on as backup. They want to keep you, sometimes they'll keep you in this holding position to keep you from moving on. They don't want to see you move on. You know, they don't want to see you happy with anybody else, even if they're in a new relationship. They'll make your life harder. Look, somehow, some way, shape, or form, they'll team up with the new supply to make your life harder. You know, they'll make your life harder with the new supply, but still be trying to keep you on the hook as a backup plan. I know it sounds asinine. I know it sounds ass backwards. I know it sounds crazy, but they'll keep you. They will absolutely keep you on the hook right here in this situation, within this dynamic, within this space. That's what we fall into right there. That's how you fall into this space, into these dynamics, where you have to be the one. You have to be the one to end it. So if you want them to leave you alone for good, you have to force them to leave you alone. Give them no reason to think that you're a backup plan. Give them no reason. But Lee, I've done everything you can. You got to keep doing it. You had to outlast them. Sometimes you had to outlast them and force them to leave you alone. Police, harassment, whatever. Restraining orders, whatever. Believe, I want to ruin their life. You're not ruining their life. They know better than this. They know to leave you alone. They know the risk involved in reaching out to you. But they think they don't care about the risk. They think you're going to give in. You know, they don't weigh their options. They think you're going to give in. And within this space and within this dynamic, right? They think you're going to give in to them and get their, they're going to get their needs met in some way, shape, or form. So that's the position that a lot of us fall into. I'm hoping for the best for everybody out here. You know, if you want them to leave you alone, sometimes you have to force them to leave you alone. You know, if you made it this far, y'all, drop a flame emoji. And also, if you're wondering why you got chosen in the first place by a narcissist, you know, or trying to understand the cycle of a narcissistic relationship, I have a course called Understanding the 7 Stages of a Narcissistic Relationship, along with a support group called the Mental Healers. The Mental Healers support group is very small right now, y'all. It's a small contingent of people. They're in a talking chat with each other, updated every single day. The link is in the description to every single video and podcast that I do. Check it out. You will not be disappointed. My course has good reviews so far. I'm super appreciative of everybody. Enter code LEE10, LEE10, for 10% off. Thank y'all so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.